ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 27, Attack by Chandavega on the City of King Puranjana, The Character of Kala Kanya, Part 5, Purport to Verses 11 and 12. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Herein, the great sage Narada discloses that the character of Puranjana was being described to give lessons to King Prachina Barhishat. Actually, the entire description was figuratively describing the activities of King Prachini Barhishat. Narada frankly says, Yatha Bhavanot, like you, which indicates that King Puranjana is none other than King Prachina Barhishat himself. Being a great Vaishnava, Narada Muni wanted to stop animal killing in sacrifices. Narada knew that if he tried to stop the king from performing sacrifices, Prachina Barhishat would not hear him. Therefore, Narada is describing the life of Puranjana. But Narada first discloses his intention, although not fully, by saying, like you. Generally, the karmis, who are attached to increasing descendants, have to perform so many sacrifices and worship so many demigods for future generations, as well as to satisfy so many leaders, politicians, philosophers, and scientists, just to make things go on properly for future generations. The so-called scientists are very eager to see that the future generations will live very comfortably, and as such, they are trying to find different means of generating energy to drive locomotives, cars, airplanes, and so on. Now, they are exhausting the petroleum supply. These activities are described by Krishna in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Via vasayatmika buddhir ekeha kuru nandana bahu shakhahi anantascha buddhayah avya vasayinam. Those who are on the spiritual path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O Arjuna, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched, my dear beloved child of the Kurus. Actually, those who are in knowledge of everything are determined to execute Krishna consciousness. But those who are mudha, rascals, or duskritana, sinners, and those who are nara adama, the lowest of mankind, and those who are thus mayaya paritta jnana, bereft of all intelligence, and those who are asuram bhavam ashrita, who take shelter of the demoniac way of life, all of these are disinterested in Krishna consciousness. As such, they become implicated and take on so many activities. Most of these activities center around the killing of animals. Modern civilization is centered around animal killing. Karmis are advertising that without eating meat, one's vitamin value or vitality will be reduced. And so to keep oneself fit to work hard, one must eat meat, and to digest meat, one must drink liquor. And to keep the balance of drinking wine and eating meat, one must have sufficient sexual intercourse. Just to keep fit in order to continue working very hard, just like an ass. There are two ways of animal killing. One way is in the name of religious sacrifices. All the religions of the world, except the Buddhists, have a program for killing animals in places of worship. According to Vedic civilization, the animal eaters are recommended to sacrifice a goat in the temple of Goddess Kali under certain restrictive rules and regulations and then eat the flesh. Similarly, they are recommended to drink wine by worshipping the goddess Chandika. The whole purpose is restriction. But now, people have given up all this restriction. They are regularly opening wine distilleries and slaughterhouses, indulging in drinking alcohol and eating flesh. However, the Vaishnava Acharya, like Narada Muni, knows very well that persons engaged in such animal killing, in the name of religion, are certainly becoming involved in the cycle of repeated birth and death, thus forgetting the real aim of their lives, which is to go back home, back to Godhead. Thus, the great sage Narada, while instructing Srimad Bhagavatam to Vyasa Muni, condemned the karmakanda fruitive activities mentioned in the Vedas. Narada told Vyas in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Jugupsitam dharma krite anushasatah swabhava raktasya mahan vyatikramaha yad vakyato dharma ititaraha stitho na manyate tasya nivaranam jana. O Vyasa, the people in general are naturally inclined to enjoy, and you have encouraged them in that way in the name of religion. Oh, this is verily condemned and is quite unreasonable. And because they are guided under your instructions, they will accept such activities in the name of religion and will hardly care for prohibitions. So, Srila Narada Muni chastised Vyasadeva for compiling so many Vedic supplementary scriptures, which are all intended for guiding the people in general. Narada condemned these scriptures because they do not mention direct devotional service. Under Narada's instructions, direct worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, was set forth by Srila Vyasadeva. The conclusion is that neither the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, nor his devotee ever sanctions animal killing in the name of religion. Indeed, Krishna himself incarnated as Lord Buddha just to put an end to this animal killing in the name of religion. Animal sacrifice under the name of religion is conducted by the influence of tamoguna, the mode of ignorance. And this is indicated by Krishna in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Sri Krishna, yaya dharmam adharmam cha, karyam cha karyam eva cha, ayathavat prajanati, buddhisa partha rajasi, adharmam dharmam iti ya, manyate tamasa vrita, sarvarthan viparitangscha, buddhisa partha tamasi. That understanding which cannot distinguish between the religious way of life and the irreligious, between action that should be done an action that should not be done, that imperfect understanding, O son of Phrathah, is in the mode of passion. And that understanding which considers irreligion to be religion, and religion to be irreligion, under the spell of illusion and darkness, and which strives always in the wrong direction, is in the mode of ignorance, O Partha. Those who are involved in the mode of ignorance manufacture religious systems for killing animals. Actually, dharma is transcendental. As Lord Sri Krishna teaches, we must give up all other systems of religion and simply surrender unto Krishna. Sarva dharman parityajya. Thus, Lord Sri Krishna and his devotees and representatives teach transcendental dharma, which does not allow animal killing at all. And so at the present moment, it is the greatest misfortune that even in India, many so-called missionary workers are spreading irreligion in the name of religion. They claim an ordinary human being to be God and recommend meat eating for everyone, including so-called sannyasis. In this section, the words Priya Yoshitam and Apriya are very significant. The word Yoshit means woman, and Priya means dear or pleasing. Death is not very much welcome for those who are too much attached to material enjoyment, which culminates in sex. And there is an instructive story in this connection. Once, when a saintly person was passing on his way, he met a prince, the son of a king, and blessed him by saying, "Oh, my dear prince, may you live forever." The sage next met a saintly person and said to him, "You may either live or die." Eventually, the sage met a brahmachari devotee and blessed him by saying, "My dear devotee, you may die immediately." Finally, the sage met a hunter and blessed him by saying, "Oh, you should neither live nor die." And so the point is that those who are very sensual and are engaged in sense gratification do not wish to die. Generally, a prince has enough money to enjoy his senses. Therefore, the great sage said that he should live forever, for as long as he lived, he could enjoy life. But after his death, the prince would go to hell. And since the brahmachari devotee was leading a life of severe austerities and penances, in order to be promoted back to Godhead, the sage said that he should die immediately so that he need not continue to labor hard and could instead go back home, back to Godhead. And in the case of the saintly person, he may either live or die, for during one's life one is engaged in serving the Lord, and after one's death one also serves the Lord. Thus, this life and the next are the same for a saintly devotee, for in both cases the devotee serves the Lord. And since the hunter lives a very ghastly life due to killing animals, and since the hunter will go to hell when he dies, the hunter is advised neither to live nor die. King Paranjana finally arrived at the point of old age. In old age, the senses lose their strength. And although an old man desires to enjoy his senses, especially sex life, an old man is very miserable because the instruments of enjoyment no longer function. Such sensualists are never prepared for death, for they simply want to live on, extending their life by so-called scientific advancement. Indeed, some foolish Russian scientists also claim that they are going to make man immortal through their scientific advancement. So under the leadership of such crazy fellows, civilization is somehow or other going on. However, cruel death comes and takes all of them away despite their desire to live forever. This type of mentality was exhibited by Hiranyakashipu. But when the time was ripe, Lord Nrsimha came and personally killed Hiranyakashipu within a second. Recorded December 1, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Namaste Narasimhaya. Praklad Aklad Dayane Hiranyakashi Purvaksha Shilatanka Nakalaye Ito Nrsimha Parato Nrsimho Yato, yato, yamitato, Nrsimha. Bahi, Nrsimho, Hridaye, Nrsimho. Nrsimham, Adin, Sharanam, Prapadye. Namaste, Narasimhaya. Nrsimhamadin Sharanam Prapadye Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Nrsimha Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jaya Prabhu Dina Doyala Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Krishna Hari. Jaya Sachinandana Gora Hari. Gora Hari, Gora Hari. Nithai Guranga Gora Hari. Nanda Kumara, Nanda Kumara, Madana Gopala, Madana Gopala, Mohana Rupa, Mohana Rupa, Nanda Kumara. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Jayala Hari Govinda Hari Gopala Hari Gopala Hari Govinda Hari Jaya Jaya Deva Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jai Krishna Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jai Rama Hari Jaya Rama Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jaya Krishna Hari Jai Rama Hari Jaya Sachinandana Gora Hari Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Haraye Namaha.
I offer my obeisances to Narasingha Dev, who gives joy to Prahlad Maharaj, and whose nails are like chisels on the stone-like chest of the demon Hiranyakashipu. Narasingha Dev is here and also there. Wherever I go, Narasingha Dev is there. He is in the heart, and he is outside as well. I surrender to Narasingha Dev, the origin of all things and the supreme refuge. O Keshava, Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, you have assumed this form of Narasingha, half man, half lion. All glories to you. For just as easily one can crush a wasp between one's fingernails, in the same way, the body of the wasp-like demon Hiranyakashipu was ripped apart by the wonderful pointed nails on your beautiful lotus hands. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Koriya Aikya Arna Koriho Mane Ash.